Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Del Unser. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Leon. Batting third. The left fielder, Alex Johnson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ray Fosse. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Buddy Bell. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gaylord Perry. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gaylord Perry. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Batting second. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bob Oliver. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry May. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Splitorf. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Paul Splitorf. And now, play ball. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon takes first base on ball four. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek strikes out. One out. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rojas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Royals. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Unser who is chasing the ball. Piniella reaches third base with a triple. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon has Piniella trapped. There's the throw to Nettles, who tags Piniella for the out. score that a fielder's choice. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Unser. Rojas reaches second base with a double. Oliver goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Royals. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rojas moves to third. Paul Splittorff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Splittorff hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schall fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is called out on strikes. Two outs. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0-for-1 in the game. Unser hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Indians nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-1 in the game. Patek hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0-for-1 in the game. Schall hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Fossey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mayberry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Unser. Mayberry reaches second base with a double. There goes Otis trying to get to home. Unser throws the ball into Leon, who relays the ball to Fossey, who tags Otis, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Leon is called out on strikes. One out. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Johnson moves to second. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fossey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-1 in the game. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek fields it and throws to second for the out. Johnson moves to third. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schall fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Indians nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Piniella is hit by the pitch. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver strikes out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards second. Leon scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Splitorf fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-1 in the game. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0-for-1 in the game. Perry hits a fly ball into right field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Indians nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Splitorf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Splitorf is 0-for-1 in the game. Splitorf bunts in front of the plate. Fossey fields it and throws to first for the out. May moves to second. One out. Freddy Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0-for-2 in the game. Potek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and has May trapped. There's the throw to Leon who throws back to Nettles who tags May for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0-for-2 in the game. Schall takes first base on ball 4. Potek moves to second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Otis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0-for-2 in the game. Unser bunts towards the mound. Splitorf settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schall fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Indians nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mayberry for the out. One out. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's been hit by a pitch. Piniella hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Unser. Piniella reaches second base with a double. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Piniella moves to third. Two outs. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Fosse hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 2 in the game. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Jack Brohmer pinch hits for Tommy McCraw. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Indians nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Lowenstein now playing first base. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. May hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Splittorff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Splittorff is 0 for 1 in the game. Splittorff bunts towards first. Lowenstein scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Splittorff for the out. May moves to second. One out. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 3 in the game. Patek hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. May scores. Patek moves to second. It's 3-0, Royals. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Schall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Patek moves to third. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Adolfo Phillips pinch hits for Frank Duffy. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Camilli pinch hits for Gaylord Perry. Lou Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is called out on strikes. Two outs. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0 for 3 in the game. Unser hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Leon hits a fly ball into right field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Indians nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Adolfo Phillips now playing center field. Fred Stanley now playing shortstop. Denny Riddleberger now pitching. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Mayberry hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's been hit by a pitch. Piniella hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 3 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Piniello moves to third. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rojas hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Piniella tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, Royals. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. May takes first base on ball 4. Oliver moves to second. Paul Splittorff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Splittorff is 0 for 1 in the game. Splittorff hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Fosse hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 3 in the game. Nettles hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.